USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax charges and a gun charge as part of a plea deal with federal authorities. The agreement for the president's son entails pleading guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges relating to unpaid taxes that amount to approximately $1 million from several years ago. Efforts to locate a missing sub dedicated to exploring the Titanic are ongoing, according to the U.S. Coast Guard.
The C-130 aircraft searching by sight and with radar and subsurface with P-3 aircraft were able to drop and monitor sonar buoys. Those search efforts have not yielded any results.
Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says the sub is facing a critical situation with less than 36 hours of oxygen remaining. Former President Trump is scheduled to stand trial for alleged mishandling of classified documents. A Florida judge has set his jury trial to begin on August 14th. However, that trial date is likely to be postponed pending motions filed by Trump's legal team. Trump recently pleaded not guilty to a 37-count indictment in a Miami federal court. President Biden is meeting with artificial intelligence experts in San Francisco today. Ahead of the meeting, Biden told reporters he wants to hear directly from experts on the possibilities and risks associated with an advancing AI technology.
We'll see more technological change in the next 10 years than we've seen in the last 50 years. And maybe beyond that.
He said his administration is committed to safeguarding the rights of Americans as the technology progresses. The visit comes as many in Washington are scrambling to regulate the technology. A Monmouth University poll indicates that a majority of respondents, spanning both Republican and Democrat party lines, perceive a threat to their fundamental rights and freedoms. Approximately 55% of those surveyed express high levels of concern, with over half of Democrats, half of independents, and nearly two-thirds of Republicans sharing the sentiment. This is USA News.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Following his federal indictment, support for former President Trump has slightly declined, according to a recent CNN poll. Nevertheless, Trump maintains his lead in the Republican presidential primary field for 2024. The poll indicates that 47% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents favor Trump for the GOP nomination. That's down from 53% in the previous month's poll. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis holds the second position with 26% support. Home construction experienced a significant surge, rising nearly 22% from April to May this year. That surpassed expectations of a 0.1% decline, as reported by the Census Bureau. The increased demand for new houses may be attributed to limited housing inventory in the existing market. The head offices of the Paris 2024 Olympic Organizing Committee have been raided by French Financial Police.
The raid on Tuesday was a surprise. French Financial Police led the raid, which was part of two preliminary investigations, which were started in 2017 and 2022, into corruption and favoritism allegations. A spokesperson for the Games said that they were fully cooperating with the police and helping them with their inquiries. The Paris Olympics start in just over a year's time, in July 2024. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Spotify is set to introduce a higher-priced subscription tier. Bloomberg reports the new offering will provide CD-quality music to subscribers. Also, the streaming company plans to enhance access to audiobooks. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Get the best podcasts at usapodcasting.com.
USA News, I'm Lance Pryor.
USA News On Demand.
On Demand.
The Good Day Download.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
War.
All right. Well, roots
into the paranormal.
Into the paranormal.
On demand.
Get it all on demand. Anytime. USApodcasting.com. USApodcasting.com.